Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. To Penny Gibbs, nothing is more important than her love for Barry Carlton or his love for her. Not even Freddie Lang's warning that Peg Martin is going to cause trouble is important to this girl whose only thoughts are for the man she loves. Freddie complains to his fiancée, young Nora Williams.
I tell you, Nora Gibbs is beautiful, but she's nuts.
Freddie, you shouldn't talk that way behind Miss Gibbs' back.
I'm not talking behind her back. I've told her that to her face. And I said more to her than that, too, when she wouldn't listen to me about last night.
Well, you shouldn't accuse Mrs. Martin of things you can't prove. Crickets, how would you like it if somebody said all those awful things about you and they weren't true?
I'd like it a whole lot less if they were true than if they weren't. Oh, all right. So I'm more scared of Mrs. Martin than I ought to be. I'm exaggerating.
Well, you do sometimes.
No, not about the important things, Nora. When I think someone is going to make trouble for Gibbsy, that's important.
But, Freddie, you have no right to think Mrs. Martin is going to cause trouble. If it were true, Miss Gibbs would say it.
Oh, Nora, Gibbsy can't see beyond her nose. But if she can, all she sees is Barry Carlton standing out there in front of her.
Freddie Lang, you aren't jealous because Miss Gibbs is going to marry Mr. Carlton.
Oh, no, I got over that a long time ago. No, of course I'm not jealous, Nora. I think it's great, really. Look, why does everybody think I'm trying to cause trouble myself or that I've got something up my sleeve besides my arm? Just because I want Gibbsy to know the truth about Peg, or at least be on her guard against her?
Freddie, you get so excited sometimes I think you're going to pop.
Well, I'm going to if I can't get my hands on something to prove what I'm saying about Peg Martin. I'm just scared that nobody will ever wake up to her until it's too late.
Cricket, you've just got to get those silly notions out of your head. Mr. Carlton loves Miss Gibbs. He wouldn't marry Mrs. Martin even if she wanted him to.
Nora, well, you've knocked around as long as I have and seen some of the things that I've seen and met some of the people I've had to know and like it. You'll see how fast a guy like Barry Carlton could marry a dame like Peg Martin. And you won't like it.
Freddie, darling, you're wonderful, and I love you, and to me, you're the most perfect person in the world. But you do get some awfully wrong ideas sometimes.
Well, I'm just about to get a bright one, Nora.
What?
Look, Gibbsy's marrying the Carlton millions. Now, how about you marrying the Lang $10 bill, huh? I got a whole sawbuck saved up.
A sawbuck? What's that?
That's a $10 bill. What's the matter with your education?
I'm afraid it wasn't liberal enough.
Well, sawbuck or $10 bill, what does it matter? Look, with all this wedding talk in the air, let's us take a flyer at the old I do routine ourselves.
We're going to, Freddie, someday. And I hope it's soon.
Oh, let's make it now, Nora. We'll drive out to the farm tonight. We'll tell your father that we've decided to marry and move out to the farm,
but
and we can have...
Why so all of a sudden?
Because why not?
Freddie, there's another reason.
Well, sure, but
why,
I mean...
Why, Freddie? Why do you want us to marry and move out to the farm right away?
Well, Nora, I want you to get out of here.
But I like it here,
Freddie. Yeah, I know. There's Valerie to take care of, Gibbsy's foster father in a wheelchair, Peg's daughter to look after, and you owe a whole lot to Gibbsy. But then who doesn't? Everybody who's ever known her owes her something. And you owe her the least of anyone, Nora. Well, you've done so much for her in return.
But I can't leave now, Freddie. Even after Miss Gibbs gets married, I should stay here for a while to take care of the house and the baby and, Well, at least help take care of Mr. Billings.
Look, Nora, is there something the matter with me that I don't get across what I'm trying to say? I want you out of here for your own good. And nuts to everybody else.
But why do you want me out of here, Freddie?
Because I don't want you to see what's going on around here.
Nothing's going on around
here. No, nothing's going on that you can see. So far. But wait till things start to happen and really roll along. Then you begin to see some things that I don't want you ever to see.
Well, what, Freddie? Crickets, don't be so mysterious.
Nora, I don't want to come right out with it. Because you'll give me an argument just like everybody else. But around here, you're going to see the wrong guys win out over the right guys. And that's going to make you start thinking things that I don't want you to think.
Freddie, what do you mean? People who are right always win out in the end.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, you keep right on thinking that, Nora. But don't stay around here or you'll have to change your mind. Honest. Look, come on, Crickets. Let's get married and get out of here before the place sours on us.
You're just getting upset over nothing.
I don't want to see you going bitter, Nora, and you will when you see that Peg Martin takes Gibbsy for a joyride, and then Gibbsy will do nothing at all but just turn around and thank her for it.
Freddie Lang, you listen to me. Everything you're saying is wrong, just as wrong as it can be. Now, let's suppose Mrs. Martin is up to something. Do you really think Miss Gibbs doesn't see it?
But look, she thinks Peg is her friend.
Give Miss Gibbs credit for being at least as smart as you are.
About everything but Peg Martin, she's smarter.
And maybe she's smarter about Mrs. Martin, too. Did you ever think of that? Maybe Miss Gibbs knows everything you know and a few things you don't know. Did you ever think of that?
Well, no, I never looked at it that way,
don't
but I still
see,
think that...
Freddie, maybe Miss Gibbs knows that there's nothing Mrs. Martin can do to hurt her. That is, if Mrs. Martin is trying to do what you say. After all, I know how Miss Gibbs feels about Mr. Carlton. Women talk to other women more than they talk to men. And I know that Miss Gibbs isn't going to let anyone, Mrs. Martin or anyone else, spoil her happiness.
Well, maybe you're right, Crickets. Maybe I am getting a little too excited. I don't know. Gibbsy always has taken good care of herself before. But gee, Crickets, there's always a first time for everything.
Freddie, let's not start it all over again. I'm just sure that everything's going to be all right.
Well, I hope you know what you're talking about. But just the same, I'm going to keep an eye and an ear on that Martin dame. Maybe Gibbsy does know the score all right. But I'm going to watch it, too. Just in case something happens when she isn't looking.
Come in.
Morning, Johnny.
Well, hello, Penny.
You mind if I disturb you during office hours? This really is a business call.
Well, business call or not, I'm glad you're still speaking to me.
Why shouldn't I be?
Well, I owe you an apology first, Penny. I had no right to talk to you the way I did the other day.
Forgotten.
Oh, I doubt that.
It's forgiven.
Wish I could believe that. I said some pretty nasty things. Things I was a little surprised at myself for saying. You know, you have a right to marry anyone you want to marry, and it's certainly none of my business to object.
You think I don't understand why you said those things, hmm?
Did you? Or do you understand now?
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I had it coming to me, Johnny. I guess I've hurt you, haven't I?
Oh, I'm sure I hurt you, congratulating you for marrying a bankroll.
I'm not married yet.
Oh, but you're gonna be. And, Well, Penny, I want to take back everything I said the other day and replace it with what I should say. Best wishes for the best of everything.
Thank you. That sounds more like you.
Oh? What did I sound like the other day?
Oh, not very much like the Johnny Keith I like so much.
Well, I know this much, Penny. If you're going to be happy with Barry Carlton, I'm going to be happy because of it. You know what I've wanted for you? You, ever since I've known you?
No.
I wanted you to be happy.
Oh, I know that, Johnny.
But do you believe it?
Mm-hmm. You think I don't understand anything at all about you, don't you? Oh, we've been much too close for that, Johnny. We don't want to hurt each other, but we do without meaning to. You know, for much too long a time, we took each other for granted. That was our big mistake.
Oh, well, this is no time to be talking about mistakes, Penny. The damage is done, and... the wreckage is irreparable.
Well, don't be bitter about it.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Don't you know why things have turned out this way?
Penny, all I know is that... Almost 2 years ago, you and I were about to be married. And then 1,001 things kept us from it. First, we broke up, and then I married someone else. She died. So I came back to you. But things were different, even though we promised each other that before long, everything would be the same.
Well, if we had as much control over what happens to us as we think we do, things would have been the same, Johnny. But you ought to know that there are powers stronger than we are. There are forces that compel us to do what we do, no matter how we try or what our plans may be. So when we do hurt each other, it isn't because we want to.
No, I know it isn't. Or I hope it isn't. If what you say is true, Penny, it'd explain a great deal. I know how many times I've hurt you. Fortunately, I haven't hurt you so often that I've lost count. But all the time, Penny, all the time, I've loved you, and I still love you, and I always will love you.
Oh, Johnny, you shouldn't.
I can't help it. You say there are forces over which we have no control, power that drive us to things you want to avoid. Well, I don't want to keep on loving you, but this force you speak of compels me to. It drives me to wanting you, though I know I can't have you and never will.
Oh, Johnny, please.
Now you should know how little of what I said to you the other day I really meant. I want to be a good loser, Penny. But there are some things that are kind of hard to lose.
I know that, Johnny, because I've lost things, too. But they weren't the losses that I thought they were at the time. Somehow or other, our greatest disappointments sooner or later turn out to be our greatest triumphs. Oh, Johnny, there's happiness for everybody, but we seldom find it where we think we will.
Mm. I ought to be adult enough to realize that, but you've meant too much to me for too long a time. I can't just laugh off losing you and go merrily on my way as if nothing's happened. Well, by the way, there's a letter here for Jed.
I thought all his mail was being forwarded to the house.
Well, this one came airmail special delivery and registered, too. A new man brought it. I guess that's why it was delivered here.
It sounds important.
Well, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Postmark Chicago. I almost opened it until I saw the word personal on it.
Oh, it looks like a business letter, though.
Yeah, it sure does. But you never can tell the contents of a letter by the envelope.
No, you can't. But this letter looks important. Kind of feels important, too. Wonder what it says.
What's in Jed's important-looking letter? Is it good news or is it bad? And will its contents have any effect on the life of Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger Cut Beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger Cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger Cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.